Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or to register for the vaccine?
Yes.
Do you want to register for the vaccine?
I have a quick question about eligibility.
Okay.
What does it mean, manufacturing workers? Is there specific types of manufacturing workers?
Let me check and see on my browser. Give me a second.
Okay. I haven't been able to find anything about it online. It just says manufacturing workers. Are you yes or no? And if you say yes, you're eligible. If no, then you're not.
Same thing as essential workers, correct?
Sorry?
I'm sure. I'm reading something on my browser. What's the type of job that you do?
I'm in a printing business. We print stuff for schools and also signage for everything, including COVID stuff.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we do printing for schools. We're printing, it's a printing business. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to see. Okay, so currently everyone 65 and older, educators, grocery store workers, some manufacturing workers, public transit workers, agriculture employees, state legislators, excuse me. It doesn't just says who, it doesn't say directly, though.
So some manufacturing workers, but how do we find out which manufacturing workers those are?
I'm not sure. They don't provide us. That is a good question. But do you have an appointment for the vaccine?
No, because I didn't know if I was eligible. I mean,
okay, so
yes,
through the phone number that I would give you, you still can register. You still can register. However, once you do get contacted back for an appointment, well, they'll notify you when an appointment becomes available. You have like a badge or anything or any documentation now of that job category?
We don't use badges here, but that was going to be my next question, is what kind of proof do you need? I mean,
you got any type of proof, just any type of proof.
Any type of proof, like a business card or?
Yeah, that could be check stub.
I mean, we don't really use, I mean, it's all direct deposit, so I don't really have check stubs. That's the tricky thing about modern technology.
Or is there any way if you can get documentation from your supervisor, whoever is over you guys?
We could do that, but I'm the supervisor, which is further complicates things. I mean, I can provide it for employees, but to do it for myself, it's a little
I understand. Hold on for a second.
Well, just keep in mind, I'm not trying to cut a line here. I don't want to do that.
No, you're fine.
If I'm eligible. If we're all eligible, it would be helpful.
Yeah, it don't really state what. I'm not sure. Do you have any, like, type of certificates or anything?
Not really. No.
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Is there another number to call to find out?
855.
Uh-huh.
566.
566.
5333. Again, that number is 855-566-5333.
Okay. All righty, I'll try that number.
All right, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.